Hi, everybody. Terry Brown at Bass Fan Radio here. And today with me is Jeff Stone. And Jeff, you know, Skeeter Boats been around a long, long time. You and I were talking almost 57 years in the boating business.
That's right, Terry. Skeeter, as most everyone is aware, was the original bass boat since the late 40s, has been building bass boats. It's a brand that is recognized by a lot of people, but there's been a lot of changes in our industry. But yeah, we've been at it for about 57 years.
Well, man, you go back and look at those first bass boats, you know, and you think about it. They were thin. They were, you know, skinny little boats, but they were equipped. At that time, they were equipped as probably as good as anything was. But now you guys, the bar has been raised most definitely, and there's a new boat you guys have called the I-Class that's been pretty special for you.
That is so true, Terry. We introduced the I-Class back in August at our annual dealer meeting. Great responses from our dealers. Our backlog for that product series is well into next year, well into the spring, and thus far, very excited about the response. Several models are being retailed, and response back from the retail consumers has been very, very positive. What we did there, Terry, we introduced a new class of bass boats for us here at Skeeter and our customer base. As you know, the ZX model line has been with us for about 12 to 14 years, very successful model line. So we were challenged in a big way by our consumers and our dealer network. And, you know, they said, hey, you know, we love the ZX, don't change it. So as with any business, you got to continue to move forward and bring in an innovative and new product to the marketplace. And the I-Class was the result of that.
Well, you know, you look at what's happening in bass boats, and, you know, we have big water we're fishing now. You know, you got the Kentucky Lakes, the Lake Champlains, the Great Lakes, a lot of those big bodies of water, and guys are taking bass boats out on them, and you have to be prepared for that, don't you?
That is correct. And this I-Class series was designed for such as those conditions. And I might point out, we've really, really raised the bar up with our 20-foot model. We upgraded the rating to a 250-horsepower engine, which the market has been calling for that for some time. And as you mentioned, the big water, that's, you know, one of the elements is being able to navigate and handle the big water in those tournament conditions.
Well, and also, you know, the ability to be able to make those long runs. You know, a lot of these guys, even with gas prices as they are, they want to be able to be in something they feel safe in, but also carry enough fuel to be able to get to where they need to get to.
That's so true. These boats carry capacities from 50 to 60 gallons of fuel, and you are correct. They're in tournament time, you know, as we all know, some of these anglers will run, you know, up to 100 miles in one day.
Well, you know, Jeff, I got to date myself. You know, I remember those old bass boats 48 or 50 years ago, I guess. And you know, the SF series, you know, was really my first experience with the Starfire series with Skeeter, and a lot has changed. I mean, the design of the boat with the sponsons and the things that you guys have put together on your boats, that's changed a lot. You know, the boats run much faster now, and the stability, no backwash, a lot of those kind of things. And it's all part of the listening to anglers and listening to consumers, isn't it?
That is so true, Terry. Our product is a very performance-oriented product. And as you pointed out, over the years, many, many changes to the bass boat industry. You can go back to the introduction of the composites back in the mid-90s that allowed the boats to be lighter and even stronger. And more performance. We look at our current model, the new I-Class series. We've integrated some digital security systems in these models that are unique and new to the boating industry. And, you know, it's a challenge every year. You know, what do you do different for next year? And the industry seems to step up every year. And we're very excited about what we've got for this next spring as far as innovative and new product.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, the automotive industry and the boat industry kind of run parallel to each other, and you see things happen in the automobile industry and then in the boat industry and vice versa. But the one thing that the auto industry doesn't have to worry about is they don't have to worry about water quite as much. And when you put some electronics into a boat, or you put a depth finder or maybe a trolling motor or even the switches and stuff in those boats, it's very important that those boats can handle either salt water or fresh water a lot of times.
That is so true. The conditions, the environment, as you mentioned, saltwater, freshwater, but also, you know, just the durability that has to be present there with the extreme conditions. As you're not riding down the highway on a set of shocks, you know, like you are in a big SUV, you're pounding across the water, and these components that you've mentioned have got to be designed to really withstand, you know, those type conditions.
Well, we got to talk about seats too. You know, just think about the innovation in the seats now. Everybody had a bad back by the time they were 50, but not anymore.
That is so true. The upholstery and the product has come a long ways. And, you know, 10, 15 years ago, basically in the industry you had a little bit of vinyl and foam that you sat on, but now a lot of innovation and what we've introduced this year, kind of the next step up in the new I-Class series, is a design that we feel like is right up there at the top of the list as far as comfort and protecting the angler's back, as you mentioned. And actually, one of the first times I went out and tested the boat, I realized that you can just sit and ride in the boat under all conditions and did not have to really anticipate and embrace yourself for those big rollers that you know coming in. So yeah, the seats have come a long ways, no doubt.
Well, Jeff, you know, it's funny, in the boat business, probably more so than any other business I know, the leadership, you know, the Jeff Stones of the world and Randy Hoppers, those guys are hands-on people. And I know you get out there, you ride around in these boats, you test them, you're out there fishing in them. And that's very, very important because you get a bird's-eye view of exactly what you're building and what can be better as well.
That is so true. Being able to touch and feel the product, especially in the marketplace at the tournaments, is so important to our industry. Product changes, conditions change, and being there, and we pride ourselves as a company on listening to our consumers, and being out there in the marketplace at the tournament sites, at the weigh-ins, is a big part of our product development cycle, and that's something that we take a lot of pride in, and really do all that we can to implement what we hear in the marketplace, and yeah, you know, being there, seeing it firsthand. If it's at the boat shows, listening to the, you know, to the consumer talking about the product, hearing the positive and hearing, you know, where the product is going, where the demand is going of the tournament angler, all the way to the angler that is a weekend grassroots angler. Very important to us to get that input. And I might add, we're very excited. This was our fourth year to achieve ZSI award from the National Marine Manufacturers Association, and we feel like that we owe that to the input that we receive from our customers and helping us every day making our product better and better. And very simply, Terry, what we want to do, we want to be the best bass boat company in the marketplace. Not necessarily the biggest, but, you know, just provide the best quality product in the marketplace and be known as the best company to do business with.
I think that's something that's achievable. You know, you don't think that when you set out for it because you're always trying to raise the bar, but that is achievable. And, you know, you've got a pro staff out there that's out there doing the same things. They're meeting the people, listening to people, testing your product, endorsing your product, doing those kind of things. And you guys have raised the bar there as well.
Hey, Terry, we are very fortunate. The guys we have on our pro staff are a great group of guys. Not only what they do on the water, their ability as a pro angler, but just as people. They're ordinary people just like everyone else. And what they want to do, they're in it for the sport. And, yeah, when they win tournaments, they receive benefits. But our guys, we feel, again, very, very lucky to have the group that we have. Their focus is to see the sport grow, to see the sport continue in a direction that we've seen for many, many years. And these guys do a lot for Skeeter. They do a lot for, you know, our parent company, Yamaha. But they also, they serve a very strong purpose to the public and being the ambassadors of the sport to the public and to the public that is not into fishing. I do get comments on a very, very regular basis with our pros. I receive letters. I receive phone calls on, you know, what these guys do as far as going above and beyond and not only promoting the sport but just promoting the overall experience of fishing and what it can do for a family and how it basically creates memories that we all carry with us forever.
Well, Jeff, you know, it's great to see Skeeter doing the things they're doing, and I appreciate the time. I know this is a busy time of year for everybody, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
You bet, Terry. Always good to be with you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.